One who pleases his parents pleases Allah. 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 Pleases Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Paak from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, there is a beautiful hadith in Barakah where Hazrat Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu anhu humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I give up all my awrad and wazaif and devote all of my time reciting Salatul Nabi upon you, to this Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, this will be sufficient to remove your worries and your sins will be forgiven. Sallu al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi writes, Allah azza wa jal entrusted the children in the hands of the parents. The pure heart of the child is a clear and invaluable entity that has no picture, mark or imprint on it. It is exposed to every impression and can be inclined towards anything it is persuaded towards. If it is educated and brought up in good, then it will ripen in that good and become fortunate in this world and the hereafter. In the reward, the parents and teachers of that child shall all be included. If, however, it is provided with a habit of evil and is left aside like animals, then it becomes unfortunate and it becomes sinful. The parents and guardians of the child shall be included in the sins, just as Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, O you who believe, protect yourselves and your families from the fire of hell. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, it is important that we recognize one of the most important and fundamental things about honoring parents. That is to appreciate this amazing gift of Allah Azza wa Jal and our responsibility. Today, a lot of parents complain that children are disrespectful. This disrespect is rife in today's society. And as we have said in the previous episodes, there is no excuse for the children, even if the parents have not fulfilled their duties that they should have done. There is no excuse for children to disrespect their parents. But it is also important for us to look at potential difficulties so that we can solve them when it comes to the new generation. The parents are always complaining that children don't listen, they are disrespectful and disobedient. But are the children always to blame? As Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi said, we were under a duty to teach them something. They weren't automatically going to learn the rules and regulations and etiquettes of life. They weren't going to be automatically given the knowledge of respect and honoring parents. Children are like a blank sheet of paper. It needed from an early age to be filled with rules, regulations, the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. The problem we had is that when children were at that young age, we ignored them, thinking that they don't matter at this age. When they get older, we will teach them something. But unfortunately, by doing this, we left them open to learn and gain their basic and fundamental knowledge from the television, from the internet, from social media, from friends, from the corrupt and sinful people outside, from everything the child saw in society, so that by the time we got around to writing something on this blank page, it was too late. The page was already full. The child's mind was filled with corruption and filth and faults. And all this time, we were under the misapprehension that we would teach the child when he got to 12, 13 and 14. We would try and fulfill our duty at that stage. We would try and rectify the faults in the child later on. And we were too busy to notice that these faults had now become strong habits to break, which would be very, very difficult. Somebody else had come in, and on the blank sheet where we needed to give this child a basic grounding in Islam and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the teachings of the Quran, and teach them who we were, respect for parents and everything else, now was filled with all sorts of corrupt beliefs. The child was now moving towards the sinful world, and we didn't know where to go. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the ayat of the Quran, which we started with, Surah Tahrim, verse 6, translation from Qanzul Iman. O people who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire, the fuel of which is men and stones. It was very important that we took responsibility and did not ignore our children at an early age. This common mistake, that he's only 6 or 7, it's okay, when he grows up he will learn, was a fundamental and crucial mistake. This age from 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, that was the age where we had to instill into him the fundamental beliefs. This is why Islam said when the child reaches 7, start to teach him namaz, the salah, and then if he gets to an older age, if he doesn't read, make sure he does, force him to do it. Yet, we were too busy to spend time with the child at this stage. If we had read the Quran, the teachings of the Quran were such that parents were not only praying, the Nabis of Allah Azzawajal were not only praying for righteous children, but they were also admonishing their children and teaching their children from an early age. If we look at the waqiyat of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, they were all telling us and teaching us that the teachings and the training of your children is very important. If we played an active role in the upbringing of the child from an early age, we would be their role models. Simple psychology suggests that because the parents are the people who are always around the child from an early age, the child will look at them as his role models from an early age. When he gets to school, 11, 12, 13, 14, he then starts to find role models outside. But up until that age, the influence of the parents is crucial. It is fundamental that we recognize that even children as young as 2 years of age will start to copy everything they see. If you recite something regularly, they will do it. If you are praying salah regularly, they will copy you. We've all seen it in our households. If you wear a hat or an imamah sharif, they will do the same. They will pick your imamah sharif up when you put it down and they'll put it on. If the mother wears a hijab or a niqab, the daughters will want to do the same. So right from an early age,
we can teach our children a lot. Instead of continuing those religious teachings, instead of bringing the child up in an Islamic atmosphere, in a Madani mahal, we feed into the world. We let the world corrupt this child. And then, by the time we get around to teaching him something, it's too late. When he's 12 and 13, he doesn't want to talk to you. He doesn't want to speak to his parents. And he has no basic love and affection towards you. Why? Because it's too late. If we want our children to learn respect and honor of parents, then we need to start from an early age. That age starts when the child is young. We need to set examples of good behavior so that the children can copy us. We need to set such examples that the children see us as their role models. Today, my dear Islamic brothers, we don't do this. One of the fundamental things that the scholars write is this, that right from an early age, give your child an Islamic environment. Teach him the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we do this, the child will recognize that my parents read the Quran every day, without fail, no matter what happens, how busy they are. They have a routine that they will not do anything without reading the Quran. The child will grow up with the love of this book. If they see that our parents pray Salah from a young age, the child will start copying you and you will recognize the importance of Salah. If in the house there is no filth on the television, but Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Madani channel is on, and all morning, all evening, all you hear is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teachings of the Quran, and the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the children grows up with a mindset. You know, it's very, very important, because we know that even before a child is born, the mother's character can change a child. We know that our great Ghusl Azam Dastaghir was born a Hafiz of Quran because his mother, rahmatullahi alayhi, used to recite the Quran regularly. We can teach our children from a very early age. The fundamental thing that scholars say is this: if we give the child a beautiful environment from an early age and keep him away from phones and TV and everything else, then that child will recognize the importance of these teachings and will recognize you as parents. And from a young age, from a tiny age, you'll be surrounded by the Quran and Sunnah and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he has been given the foundations upon which to build his life. Let's tell him the stories of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's tell him the narrations in relation to the Milad Pak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's share with him the books that Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah has written. The beautiful book. Let me give you an example. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's Shani Mubarak. Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah writes a book, the luminous, beautiful luminous face. In that, he quotes many things in relation to the excellence of the Rud-e Pak, and then in relation to the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then how Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed a blessed hand Mubarak over a camel, and how it gained health. How people used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make dua. How a Sahabi whose eye had been taken by an arrow in a battle came to the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed it back and he could see better than before. All these amazing stories about the Mihraj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in different books. Dawat Islami's Maktabat al-Madina alhamdulillah has published a number of books which assist us and help us with our children. The Luminous Face, The Unique Son, Madani Infant, Pharaoh's Dream, The Lying Thief. These are all books designed for children. Make it a routine every night before one miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, one thing, a beautiful habit or sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teach your child that this is how Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to talk, and teach him the sunnah of talking. This is how Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do this. Teach him that. This is how Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to do this act. This is the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Can you imagine that if your child was growing up and you told him that every time you leave home, make sure you recite the Rudhi Pakamah Rasulullah and read this dua that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, and that became a habit in his life. Every time you got into the car, you taught your child to read the Rudhi Pakamah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then read the dua safar. And he did that all the time. Every time he sat down to eat, you taught him that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua. Recite the Rudhi Pakamah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then read this dua. Can you imagine the love and affection he would gain? Because his life would evolve around the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, there are some very, very important lessons that we need to learn. When it comes to children, don't be a hypocrite in front of them. Don't lie to children. Today, mothers especially, we make up things, we lie. And as the child gets older, he realizes this. And he starts to hate you for lying. If you contradict yourself, if you say to your child, better pray namaz, but you don't do it, the child will think, my father is such a hypocrite. He won't say it, but he'll say, my father is such a hypocrite. He's asking me to pray. And yet he doesn't. One Islamic brother, he said that there was a person who said to his son, said, beta, go and read Taraweeh. It's Ramadan, it's very blessed Salah, go read Taraweeh. And the child turned to his father and said, Abaji, why don't you go? You have to pray as well. You're asking me to go, but you don't go yourself. The father was ashamed. Today, what we do is when we lie to our children, we create resentment in their hearts when they realize we're lying. And then not only that, when we contradict ourselves, when our actions contradict what we say, the child starts to dislike us. Today when we ask, why do our children dislike us? Because they've seen us lying to them, they've seen us being hypocrites, they've seen us saying to them, you cannot do this, you cannot watch movies. But when the child walks in, we've got a movie on. You cannot watch film on the TV. But when the child walks into the room, we're watching the same thing. Better you go out, I'm watching this. What effect does that have on the child? The first thing, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, that is taught in the Madni Mahal of Dawat Islam is this. That to basically reform somebody, you have to reform yourself. Amir Hassan Damli Barakatul Aliya has given us a beautiful, beautiful Madni Maqsad. You know, a vision that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world. Now, striving to reform the people of the whole world without working on yourself in your own home will create problems. Take your children to the mosque. Pray your salah with jama'at and watch what effect it has on your children. Today, we don't go to the mosque, but we expect our children to go to the mosque. And then, another problem that's common is this. When it comes to things that don't matter, we are very, very strict. But when it comes to important matters, such as respect for parents, etiquette and everything else, from an early age, we ignore these. You know, we ask the child, but have you done your homework? Yes. Have you had something to eat? Yes. Okay, it's bedtime. The fundamental question that's missing is, Bita, it's Isha time, have you prayed? No. That's where the problem is. When it comes to Salah, the scholars write that you need to be strict. From the age of 7 upwards, give them the habit of praying. so that by the time they get to 11, they are in the habit and Salah is a part of their lives. Take them to the mosque regularly. The problem we have is we don't want to go, so we don't want to take them. Naturally, my dear Islamic brothers, viewers of the Madni channel, if we start to set examples for our children, we become their role models, not the people on the streets. The children want to copy us from that early age. They start to develop a Madni mindset. They start to love you because you're honest. You are sincere with them. They don't see you doing things that you tell them not to do. They see you acting upon what you're preaching. And the effect this has on your children is that your respect and honor grows in their heart. You give them time. Today, one of the greatest problems is that we don't give time to our children. We give them to the worst possible environment of the television. We say, here, sit in front of the television and don't nag me. That television could be destroying them. And sometimes we don't even care what they watch. Some of us are so ignorant and foolish. It's a strong word, but it is almost stupidity at its greatest that we have all these channels in our home, which we never have time to watch. They are full of corruption and sin and fire, taking us towards this wrong path. And then we sit our young child, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, our sons, our daughters in front of it, give them the remote control and we walk out of the door. If that isn't stupidity, then what is? It was our responsibility to control the environment our children were in. And yet, we have handed them over to the worst possible thing that we could have done. We've given them 200 free channels and said, here, watch what you want, whatever time you want. I'm busy at work. No. We wish that the TV was stuck on one channel, Madri channel, and you would see the change in your children. Don't give your children to the TV, to the internet, to social media. Spend time with your children at that early age. Today, these children are sitting in front of the internet hour after hour, learning the wrong things. That blank sheet of paper is being written down that parents don't matter. On that blank sheet of paper is being written down that swearing at parents isn't a big thing. On that blank sheet of paper, where they're watching all this stuff, they're being taught that there is no such thing as etiquette and respect and shame. And all this is going down the drain. And then when they get to 12 and 13, you think, where have they suddenly got this mindset from that they're doing all these wrong things? And they don't have a sense of morals, and they don't respect their father, and they don't respect their mother, and they don't care about them, and they don't appreciate everything the parents have done for them. It's because you spent hour and hour and hour after hour leaving them sat in front of the television, which became their role model. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Monday channel, let's not give our duty to others. Let's take this duty with both hands. Because if we take it with both hands today and bring the child up in an Islamic environment, in a beautiful Madni environment, then that child will grow up to respect you. If you don't, you will pay the price for it. One of the things that the scholars write that we tend to ignore today is this. Alhamdulillah, those who are blessed with praying Salah 5 times a day, we all need to do it. It is obligatory upon us. They get lazy in praying for their children. One of the best things that you can do is pray for your children. Give Allah, show them the straight path. Keep them on the straight path. Give me the ability to bring my children up in the right way, in accordance with the Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah. Create a Madni environment in your home where there is no music but just the Nata of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a habit to sit the children down and say, recite the Rudi Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have a little madani competition at home to see who can recite the most Rudi Pak. What's the effect it has on young children? It softens their heart. It changes their speech. Do that over a period of time and it changes the whole character of a child. Make it a habit to sit together and eat. It changes the mindset of children. Then, when you have a problem, teach them to find a solution from the Quran and Sunnah. Don't do the typical thing, which is to encounter a problem and then to shout and scream. No. Show them that if there is a problem, recite through the Baqarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the solution to this according to the Quran and Sunnah? Act in that way. And the child will see that whenever my father or my mother encounter a problem, what do they do? Alhamdulillah, they recite the Rudi Pak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They lay down the prayer mat, they pray two rakat nafil in the court of Allah azza wa jal and ask for the solution. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that's what I'll do as well. Unfortunately, that's not what we teach our children. What we do is we do the opposite. We start shouting and screaming and everything else. And the child thinks, what's gone wrong here? And he thinks, whenever you have a problem, this is the solution. Start shouting and screaming. And when the child gets older and he thinks, this doesn't solve problems, he thinks, what were our parents doing? But yet, if in front of the children, we were very particular, that I'm not going to lose my temper, I'm not going to panic, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to teach my child that the solution to any problem in the world lies in the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lies in Durood-e Pak and Dua. Your child would grow up with an amazing mindset. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we need to change the way that we're bringing up our children. And this will guarantee that when they get to an age of 12, 13 and 14, they will have a Madni mindset, which will mean honor and respect of parents becomes part of their nature. So that when they leave the home, they will look at your face and say, know inside that I'm getting being rewarded for this. When they come back home, they'll come and kiss your hands. Because they'll have been doing it since the age of 7. So now whether they're 12 or 15 or 20, we know 30, 40, 50 year olds who as soon as they get home, they go straight to their mother, kiss the mother's hands, kiss the father's hands, kiss their parents, and sit down with them for 10 minutes before they go and do anything. Because it was a habit they were taught when they were young. This is what we need to do. May Allah give us all the tawfiq to bring our children up in a way where they learn respect and honor of parents. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu Alal Khalifa.